Yeah, he's obviously very disappointed. I've only seen him briefly, but you know what a great character, what great character he's shown in that innings. And I've been involved in too many of these, and I haven't actually been out there ever batting in one. I think I'd much rather be out there batting than watching. Absolutely, you don't have to be a rocket scientist to work out when you lose 7 for 60. When you start day, day one was a fairly even day. Day two we had a pretty good day, and then we lost. I don't know what the stats were in terms of, I think we're 190 behind with 7 wickets left in our tank, and then we ended up 340 runs behind, and they had 7 wickets left. It just wasn't a good day with, certainly with a bat to start with, and I don't think we bowled as well as we had done. But, to win games of cricket out here, you have to be absolutely relentless for the 5 days. We did that in Abu Dhabi and came up just short. They're going to score runs because it's flat wickets, but you can't. No matter how good a spell of bowling is, you can't lose 7 for 60. Yeah, you always have faith and you always have belief in the team. When we kept on, I always think we always seem to be 2 wickets. Today we seem to be 2 wickets ahead of where we should have been, like to have had. But then the way Woody, I think when Woody walked out at 40 overs to go, it didn't look quite as encouraging. But he can bat, and so can Jimmy. And he's done it before, so it's, you always have that lingering doubt. And as that partnership grew and grew, people sat stiller and stiller and didn't move as much, so the belief started to happen, but it's kind of just, it was a long way back from that third morning, and probably didn't deserve to get out of jail or however well like a deal play. That's a few of us were like our shots back, and I think that's probably one of them as well. Everyone, you never mean to get out, you never mean to mess up, and he would love to have that shot back, especially how well he played the other 170 balls, but that's cricket, isn't it? That's sport. He could have been trying to knock it for one, so Jimmy, I don't know, I haven't spoken to him, but it's not down to that one ball or anything like that. Well, yeah, we obviously, those two, Woody and Adil, batted pretty well, and you could see they're getting more and more frustrated. When there's seven men around the bat, it's always going to be that kind of appealing. We were lucky we had two reviews up our sleeve, so there's a, if it did come to that, we knew that excessive appealing wouldn't, the umpires any pressure, because you can. That's why DRS is there. But that's just the excitement, isn't it, of the game, and it's good for the game. It was a bit frustrating yesterday. My body's been fairly good to me over quite a long period of time, and it was a little bit discomforting yesterday and a concern. It's pulled up a bit better today. We've got a really good medical team, and they're hard at work and be badgering me for the next however many days. But Jimmy just told me to drink a glass of cement, toughen up and get on with it, because that's what he, because he's so tough himself. So he's, it should be fine. It's obviously disappointing yesterday, but probably a culmination of 9 pretty hard days. It's very hard to sit here and tell without seeing the wicket, without talking to anyone, all that kind of stuff. Naturally, when you lose games, or people haven't performed as well as they'd like, then you're gonna look at the team. We've got a good squad here, and players itching to get on there. So, whoever has chosen on that lucky 11 to go to Sharjah, I genuinely believe we can. We've competed with Pakistan for 9.5 days. It's been fluctuating here and there, and it's been a really even game. Give us 2 more overs. At Abu Dhabi and 2 less overs here, or whatever it was, it could have been a different story. That's what sport is. But we'll look at our team, and if we can sustain the cricket we've played for the 5 days rather than 4.5, we've got a good chance. Look, it's a very individual thing. Like, I had an opportunity again in the first innings to do it, so I'm not the person to be sitting here saying, you got to go big. Everyone knows it. A few of us would always, when you get out, you want your shots back, don't you? You want them back, and give me another go. But as you say, we know first innings runs in this, especially over here, but generally in subcontinent cricket, are vital. And we were 140 short. We know if you can bat 75, you batted 75 overs in the first innings and 140 in the second, shows how badly we played in that first innings. Look, it happens too often at the moment with this side. It is a real frustration. You can talk about it all you want. Maybe it's a real realisation of that moment, recognising how, because full credit to Riaz, he bowled really well. Like, he bowled 90 mile an hour reverse swing him, from different angles with some short stuff thrown in. So we're not saying it's easy and anyone can bat it against it. But it's a real a realization that it's a tough moment here for 45 minutes. I've got to suck it up. You know, you lose one wicket, you know, that's, you're allowed to. That's some good bowling, but, you know, not six or seven. So it's sucking up that moment, trying to get through, thinking he's got 30 balls in this spell maximum, get through that, and then, you know, then it gets a bit easier. We all know how hard starting is over here. You know, even you saw Woody the first, even today, once he got into that rhythm of batting on the slow conditions, you know, he played really well. His first 20 balls and stuff is really hard work, and that goes down from, starts at the top and goes down all the way down to the bottom. So it's, you know, you talk about it, we spoke with Mahela, all this kind of stuff, you just got to do it, simple deal, and we didn't do it. And credit to the way those guys bowled, but we didn't bat that well in that 2 hours, and it's cost us. What to watch? Yeah, it's not great, no, let's be honest. I was a bit better today. Found myself out in the front watching, so I couldn't move. So it was all right. So you either watch or you look at the floor, so you might as well watch. It's just not great, is it? Ruti and I were talking away, so it was right. Look, he hasn't scored the runs he'd liked on this tour so far. He's kept pretty well. And, you know, it's Test cricket is the hardest. You know, it's a real tough time when you're struggling. Jesus, I've been there numerous times, and it's hard. I thought the way he went about his business this 5 days, you know, he's doing everything right, he's just not quite getting a break out in the middle, and that, as you always know, you're kind of one score away. So it's frustrating for him, it's frustrating for everyone, but that's just the way cricket is.